Welcome to episode 1033 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Each book in the New Testament continues the story of Jesus, his life on earth, how his ministry remains relevant to us today, and what we can look forward to from him in the future. Matthew presents Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah, fulfilling Jewish prophecies and establishing a new covenant community. This community is marked by transformed hearts, ethical living, and a commitment to spreading the gospel to all nations. Matthew meticulously connects Jesus' actions and teachings to the Old Testament, emphasizing continuity and fulfillment. Mark portrays Jesus as the powerful Son of God, a dynamic worker of miracles who serves with urgency and authority. He calls for radical discipleship, emphasizing that following him may involve hardship and persecution. Mark highlights the messianic secret, where Jesus conceals his true identity while simultaneously revealing it through his actions. Luke presents Jesus as the compassionate savior for all, bringing good news to the poor, the marginalized, and the outcasts. He emphasizes God's inclusive love, extending salvation to both Jews and Gentiles. Luke showcases the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' ministry and the lives of believers, highlighting the transformative work of the Spirit in the early church. John's Gospel offers a unique and profound portrait of Jesus as the divine Word made flesh, revealing God's glory through his words and actions. John emphasizes Jesus' pre-existence and eternal nature, highlighting his role as the source of eternal life offered to all who believe. The Gospel of John is filled with theological depth and symbolism, portraying Jesus' ultimate love through his sacrificial death. Acts picks up where the Gospels leave off, showcasing the resurrected Jesus empowering his followers through the Holy Spirit. The book chronicles the spread of the gospel, the overcoming of persecution, and the expansion of the church to all nations. Acts demonstrates the dynamic work of the Holy Spirit in empowering believers and guiding the early church. In Romans, Paul meticulously argues that Jesus is the source of justification and salvation, available to all who believe. He emphasizes that salvation comes by faith in Jesus alone, not by works of the law, reconciling humanity to God and transforming lives through grace. Romans lays a crucial theological foundation for understanding the Christian faith. In 1 Corinthians, Paul addresses various issues in the Corinthian church, emphasizing that Jesus' death and resurrection are central to Christian faith and practice. He highlights the victory over sin and death that Jesus secured, and provides guidance on ethical living, spiritual gifts, and maintaining unity within the body of Christ. In 2 Corinthians, Paul offers a personal defense of his ministry while also revealing the heart of Christian leadership. He emphasizes that Jesus' suffering and weakness reveal God's power, calling for reconciliation, generosity, and perseverance amidst affliction. In Galatians, Paul passionately defends the truth of the gospel, emphasizing that salvation comes through faith in Jesus alone, not by adhering to the Jewish law. He warns against the dangers of legalism and calls for freedom in Christ, empowering believers to live by the Spirit and bear the fruit of the Spirit. In Ephesians, Paul expounds on the cosmic significance of Jesus' work, declaring him the head of the church, the one who reconciles Jew and Gentile into one body. He highlights the power of Jesus' death to break down dividing walls and create unity. Ephesians also emphasizes the spiritual blessings believers have in Christ and their role in spiritual warfare. Paul writes Philippians from prison, offering a letter of joy and encouragement. He emphasizes Jesus' humility and obedience, even to death, as the ultimate example for Christians. This letter encourages believers to find joy and strength in Christ despite suffering, and to pursue unity and selfless love. In Colossians, Paul combats false teachings by emphasizing the supremacy of Jesus as the supreme Lord and Creator. He declares that Jesus holds all things together, reconciling all things to himself, and offering the fullness of life. Colossians highlights the cosmic significance of Christ and his role as the head of all creation. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul commends the believers for their faith and encourages them to persevere. He assures them Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead, bringing comfort to those who have died in Christ and hope for the future. 1 Thessalonians provides guidance on holy living and brotherly love in light of Christ's return. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul addresses concerns about the timing of Jesus' return and the rise of the man of lawlessness. He assures believers Jesus will ultimately triumph over evil, bringing justice and establishing his kingdom. Second Thessalonians encourages believers to stand firm in their faith and resist deception until his return. In 1 Timothy, Paul instructs Timothy, a young man with a Greek father and Jewish mother, on church leadership and organization, emphasizing the importance of sound doctrine and godly living. He reminds Timothy, Jesus came to save sinners, providing a model for leadership through servanthood and sacrifice. In 2 Timothy, Paul urges his young protege to remain faithful to the gospel message, even in the face of persecution and hardship. He emphasizes Jesus is the source of strength and the guarantor of the reward for those who persevere. 2 Timothy serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of enduring faith and passing on the torch of truth to future generations. In Titus, Paul instructs a Gentile convert on establishing church leadership in Crete, emphasizing the importance of godly living and obedience as a witness to the world. He reminds Titus that Jesus redeems us from sin and empowers us for good works, calling for believers to live lives that reflect their transformed nature. In Philemon, Paul appeals to a Christian convert to receive back his runaway slave, Onesimus, not as a slave but as a brother in Christ. This personal letter demonstrates the power of the gospel to break down social barriers and create unity. Philemon reflects Jesus' call to forgiveness, reconciliation, and love, transcending social norms. The author of Hebrews, likely Paul, emphasizes the superiority of Jesus as the ultimate high priest, offering a perfect sacrifice for sins once and for all. He highlights Jesus' role in providing access to God's grace and securing our eternal salvation. Hebrews encourages believers to hold fast to their faith, looking to Jesus as the author and perfecter of their faith. James emphasizes the importance of demonstrating genuine faith through good works and care for the marginalized. In his letter, he challenges believers to live out their faith in practical ways, reflecting Jesus' teachings on the importance of love and action. James highlights the inseparable link between faith and works, echoing Jesus' call to serve others. In 1 Peter, Peter writes to encourage believers facing persecution, reminding them that Jesus' suffering and sacrifice provide an example for them to follow. He offers hope and assurance of a living inheritance through Jesus' resurrection. 1 Peter emphasizes the importance of living holy lives, loving one another, and submitting to authority, even in the face of trials. In 2 Peter, Peter warns against false teachers and apostasy, emphasizing the importance of growth in knowledge of Jesus to avoid deception. He highlights Jesus as the cornerstone of true faith and the guarantor of the new creation. 2 Peter encourages believers to live holy and godly lives as they await Jesus' return. In 1 John, John emphasizes the importance of love as the defining mark of a true believer. He teaches that love for God and others is not merely a feeling, but a tangible expression of faith, reflecting Jesus' command and the reality of his sacrifice for us. 1 John highlights the importance of abiding in Christ and walking in the light. In 2 John, John warns against false teachers who deny the truth of Jesus' incarnation and encourages believers to walk in truth and love. He emphasizes the importance of rejecting those who distort the gospel and embracing those who uphold Jesus' teachings, guarding the faith against deception. In 3 John, the apostolic writer commends a believer, Gaius, for his hospitality to those who serve the Lord and encourages him to continue showing Christian love. This short letter reflects Jesus' welcome of all who believe in him and the importance of supporting those who labor in the gospel. Jude warns against apostasy and ungodly influences, calling for believers to contend for the faith delivered through Jesus. He encourages perseverance, relying on Jesus' mercy and looking forward to his return. Jude highlights the importance of remaining faithful to the true gospel in the face of false teachings. In Revelation, John receives a vision of the future, revealing Jesus as the conquering king, the Alpha and Omega, who will judge the wicked and establish his eternal kingdom. Revelation emphasizes Jesus' ultimate authority and power, bringing final justice and restoration to the world. It offers a message of hope and encouragement to believers, reminding us that Jesus will ultimately triumph over evil. The New Testament invites us to see Jesus as Savior, Teacher, High Priest, and King, uniting all its writings into one grand story of redemption. Through its pages, we are reminded of his life, sacrifice, and the hope he offers for our future. May we not only learn about him, but also draw closer to him, allowing his truth to transform our lives. Father, thank you for revealing Jesus through the New Testament and for the hope and guidance found in its pages. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.